It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Alto Knights, the latest movie from director Barry Levinson, who reunites with Robert De Niro. But for the first time in his career, he's given a dual role as mobsters and former friends Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. An easy way to tell the difference for me is that Vito looks and acts like if Peter Fox ghost possessed Joe Pesci. They both run different crime families, and they went in different directions in their lives. The time is 1957 in New York City. Vito tries to have Frank killed, but he survives. Before he quits the mafia and retires with his family, he must deal with his friend-turned-enemy. Now, The Alto Knights has the look and feel of a riveting gangster movie thanks to the performances, dialogue, cinematography, and art direction. And it's still amazing how De Niro is finally given the opportunity to play multiple roles. But given his memorable list of gangster movies, including Once Upon a Time in America, The Godfather Part II, Goodfellas, Casino, and The Irishman, among others, it doesn't really have the kind of story or essence to remind us of the good old days. In fact, it ends up being derivative of those movies and upstaged by the film's appearance. I wanted to like this movie based on the positive notions I've mentioned, but I still wanted more out of it. 2.5 stars. If you like this review or my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, Bill Skarsgård gets trapped inside a car owned by Anthony Hopkins and locked. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.